everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. I've always been a run-of-the-mill kind of person in life. I've never been excellent or bad in any subject at school. I was neither chosen to lead a sports team, nor was I the last person to be picked to play for both teams. At college, I decided to pursue a business major, which was considered a field for every average person. I wasn't hired in a big tech company in Seattle, nor did I work for a small office around the corner. I wasn't the first person to get promoted, nor was I the last one to be considered. At home, I'm neither the oldest nor the youngest kid in my family. I was neither the troublemaker nor the peacemaker. Does my situation ring any bells? Well, yes, I'm the middle kid. They say that the middle kid is the invisible one. They are viewed as less charismatic or less intelligent than their siblings. However, we have kept a lid on the truth for a long time. In fact, we middle kids conceal our potential and rarely has anyone noticed how we can get the hang of things. We intentionally come out into the world claiming that we were left out just because we want people to assume that we're the victims of this world. Our goal was to let the outside pay attention to our unfortunate reality of being the middle kid by tuning out our capabilities. Our ability to lay low was absolutely our icing on the cake. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, run of the mill, is defined as typical. Idiom number two, get the hang of, is defined as learn how to do or use something. Idiom number three, keep a lid on something, is defined as you keep something secret. Idiom number four, it rings a bell, is defined as it's familiar to you, but you can't remember where you heard it. And finally, idiom number five, the icing on the cake, means an additional thing that makes something good become great. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, pay attention to, is defined as focus. Number two, come out, is defined as appear, be released, or published. Number three, lay low, is defined as to remain hidden or to hide oneself. Number four, tune out, is defined as stop listening or paying attention to something. And finally, number five, left out, is defined as to feel that one is not included in something. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!